السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاه والسلام على رسوله الكريم. اما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم زدني علما. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is a very special day for us here in Masjid Taqwa. Since I started Imamat 14 years ago, this is the first time that two students are making history here. And it's a historical day because these are going to be the first two Hafiz that have graduated from the Madrasa of Masjid Taqwa. And if you come, alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About 3 years ago, a sister from the west side, she had not just asked me, but insisted that, can you start a Hafiz class? And she insisted that started. I said, look, the big thing about Hafiz for one is that when you start something, it has to be done with regularity. You can't start something and then you forsake it. That happens a lot. People start many, many big things and then they forsake it. They don't carry on with it. The best deed in the sight of Allah are those which are done regularly, even though they amount to be little. So I said that's one issue. And another issue is that because if the students come and they're not doing homeschooling, but alhamdulillah, those students all that came from the west side, they were all doing homeschooling. That was a big concern for me. And still this is a concern for me, that if the students are not doing homeschooling, and they're just doing his class. Yes, indeed, the true knowledge of Quran and Hadith is more important. And there's no comparison of the dunyavi knowledge. But in this time and age, it's very important that our children also get secular education, and they also have degrees in everything. So, we had started that, but those students actually, because of traveling, it was a 40-minute traveling, coming and going for the parents to come, to pick them up, to drop them off, all the way from the west side, couldn't carry on, so the five or six students, there was also three little young girls, and 2-3 boys, they couldn't carry on, so that came to an end. But alhamdulillah, students from the parliament area, from downtown Toronto, alhamdulillah, they had also started, since 2 years ago. And after the first year, those students were there, and these students came, they started too. Alhamdulillah, those students left, but alhamdulillah, 5 students, we carried on, and alhamdulillah, the mothers are still running full-time Hafiz class. And alhamdulillah, one student that came this year, our honorable guest here too, Hafiz, Maulana Khalil is here. It was his student over there in downtown area. And he understood him to be a very intelligent student. He was indeed. And he said, and he talked to his father, and mashallah, his father and mother are very enthusiastic. They had so much zeal and so much love. But alhamdulillah, he bought a student, and alhamdulillah, he just started after Ramadan. And we don't count the days of his of the months that he started, but actually the days of studying, less than 6 months, alhamdulillah, he finished the Hifz of Quran. This is the miracle of the Holy Quran. So alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, this is how our Hafiz class got started, alhamdulillah, still running. But beloved friends, I'm not giving you an invitation that bring your students to your Hafiz class. Because, why? I'll tell you why. I do worry that if they're not doing homeschooling, they should be doing homeschooling. Out of the 5 students that are coming, 2 are doing homeschooling, the other 3 are not. One has already finished in 6-7 months, so he'll go back to school. But what I'm saying is, yes, indeed, both are important, but sometimes what happens is afterwards it has a bad effect on the child. If a person has the Holy Quran in his heart, and he thinks, or he feels, anybody better in respect of he's got a better gift than I have, he's disrespected the Quran. If an Alimora Hafiz has the Quran in his heart and he thinks this doctor is making more money than I have, or he has got better thing of the dunya than I have, he has disrespected the Quran. I do not want that for any student of mine. No way. That he should feel like this. And you know what? It's so surprising. You see many people are graduates as doctors and that. But they're not even practicing there. But alhamdulillah, every hafiz and every alim is giving to the field. Alhamdulillah, all the ulama. Yeah, sorry, there's ulama here. There's Mona Sihat Sahib here, our special guest, and Mona Shakir Sahib. They should be sitting here at the front. If they can come to the front. Or, you know, when people call me up, I say, you know, when you sit at the front, you have to bend down your head, and you have to be very, so everybody looks at you. Everybody's looking at you. Over there, if you fall asleep, alright. It's alright, you can fall asleep. So I feel very, you know, in these jalsas and that when they put people out at the front. But it's our responsibility to love and respect the ulama. Their position are way higher. We cannot do anything for them. We cannot do anything for them. Their state is, they have the Quran and the Hadith and their heart. These are great people. Just to look at them is great. So we cannot give them the full due respect. But if they would come up in their own, if they want, and they are here in our gathering here, if they come up, and I don't want to pressure them, because this is a thing that I really get nervous in that sitting there, but I go after hours, so then I leave, and then go sit in the normal majmua. Because at the front, sometimes you get all nervous, and then people are looking at you, you can't even scratch your head, and you can't even fall asleep. No, you don't want to fall asleep. Not everybody's going to fall asleep, inshallah. So inshallah, to get started, the main thing is, beloved friends, today a lot of things, we have a lot of formalities, a lot of, we have these massive big certificates here too. I don't have any of my certificates, really. I haven't got not one of my certificates, not even the Alim one, not even the Qari one, not even the Hafiz one. And the Imams that were given to us tied up on our heads when we became a Hafiz, Qari, and Alim, one of the I even haven't got them, because that time I couldn't afford an Imam. I used it until they're torn and worn out, the Imam. Understand? And so you will see the ceremony that we have, that when they do the Sabbath, that's what they call it, the Sabbath. You'll see that today, that we will put on the ulamas here, we will, Mawlana Shakir and Mawlana Siraj and myself will put the Imam on their heads, you'll see. And some of our Gabri, my uncle, Mawlana Shiza, their teachers of the Shaykh, when they had tied that, they've got it sewn like that, and kept it like that. They kept it like that. Our Islam, Mawlana Islam, himself, our Ustad, that we learned, Sayyid Bukhari, who's sleeping in Medina Munawwara, who got Jannatul Baqeen, Allah Mubarak. Even him, the one who has the shape of his front, he stitched it up and kept it like that for blessing. These things, many people say, every law didn't do that. No, we don't understand what it means. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main thing is acceptance. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al alim. The main thing is acceptance. So, beloved friends, and I thank you all. I just give you the introduction of Madrasa and how I got started in that. I thank you all for coming. Your special time, your Sunday afternoon, children and the families, our sisters downstairs, the brothers, and all of you, I thank you very much. Allah give you the best of this dunya and akhirah. That you have taken your busy time. And especially the hafiz who enable us that we can participate in their dua. This is a very great favor of theirs that they're finishing with us, so we can be blessed with the dua too, inshallah. So I thank all of you, jazakumullah khairah, for your time. It's a great support for us, alhamdulillah, for especially the Hufaz. It's encouragement for them too, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah for your special time and your time and your thing. So just stay, inshallah, patient. We'll try to finish in 1.5 hour, and we have nice food, inshallah, afterwards. Okay, well, to get started, inshallah, first we'll have Quranic recitation by Bashir Chishti. And this, Bashir Chishti is one of Khalil Sahib's son. He's one of the students here. He's done about 12 to 13 juz. And inshallah, he will recite the Quran for us. And Bashir Chishti.
Sorry.
So, brother, we don't have we don't have cameras in that here. Sorry, brother, we don't. I think there's a sign outside, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين آمين اللهم ربنا لك الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah. So these ayahs were the last two ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah and the last, from the beginning of the last ruku of Surah Al-Imran. We're encouraged to learn these ayahs. We're encouraged to learn these ayahs and ponder over these ayahs of the Holy Quran. In fact, in one narration it says about the last ayahs of Surah Al-Baqarah, teach your children and your wives to these and learn them and read them, inshallah. And I don't want to go into detail, but I request that because the ayat encourages us to ponder in these ayats and the ayats of other signs that Allah has created in the universe. So get Ma'ariful Qur'an and check up the meaning and what is Allah telling us in these ayats. Majority of you could have heard and you heard and you've understood this, that there are du'as in there. Yes, indeed there are du'as. But there's all these other stuff in there that you have to understand in this. Allah give us the true understanding of the Qur'an, Allah put the Qur'an in our hearts. Allah enable us to learn these two ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah and these ayats of Surah Al-Imran and act upon them, inshallah. Now I'll call up our, inshallah, for our welcome address. Our brother Abdul Qadir, inshallah, he will give the welcome address. MashaAllah, he and his family has great enthusiasm and this zeal for the Qur'an too, that they're always excited about the Qur'an. And mashallah, this feeling and worry of the Qur'an too. And mashallah, all his sons are Hafiz. And they join us in Salat al-Tarabi here too, alhamdulillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن I have this problem. I'm so sorry about it. وَلَكَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ لِلْمُدَّكِرِ وَلَكَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ لِلْمُدَّكِرِ And وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ برتل القرآن ترتيلا. السلام عليكم my dear respected brothers. It is again a great mercy upon me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the opportunity of saying salam to you all. You are my respected brothers and loving brothers. It is a great opportunity. Alhamdulillah. Just relate a small hadith. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and told him there will certainly be fitna, then that is calamities, problems. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, Ya Jibreel, if that is going to be the case, what is the way out of it? Then Jibreel said, the book of Quran. This is the hadith. The commentators say, what they mean by the book of Quran is that to recite the Quran, the recitation of the Quran, and acting upon it. This will keep the evils away from the community. So the warning has been clearly given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also confirms this by the above ayah. وَلَكَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Now in that ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have indeed made Quran easy to memorize and to understand it. If there are any who would receive admonition from it, warning from it. So it is that. So now this means if the community is going to follow Islam and lead a life according to Islam, it means it is necessary that we should follow the Quran. Following the Quran means the people who have memorized the Quran as in the past should live with us. The Quran should live with us. The Quran will live with us only when there are people who have memorized it. So in that case, we have to make a great effort in that direction to produce time to time hafiz. And hafiz along with the teacher. So the teacher and the hafiz should be encouraged and honored throughout our life. They are great people. They have memorized the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in this situation, the teacher is our Maulana Zakariya Patel. And the two hafiz who are passing out are Kays and Ishaq. Two young children, just of 12 years old. And this gathering is for that purpose. We are here to honor these people and to honor the occasion so that this process will continue. So that way, we are so happy as the committee, the management committee of Taqwa Masjid invites all of you wholeheartedly to take part in this program. It is indeed a great thing that you have done by being present here. We also, in general, welcome all of you. We, in particular, invite the ulamas. Now, you see here, there are two great ulamas here. Maulana Shiraz, you know, this personality has been with us throughout, helping us with janaza and other things. We are so happy with him. And Maulana Zakir, everyone knows him for his beautiful recitation. Very suitable, very, very appropriate to be here. Alhamdulillah, I'm not going to speak at length, it's going to be a tight program. Jazakallah for giving me a chance to speak few words. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah. Yes, walakad yassarna al-Qur'an al-dhikr fahal min mudakir. We've made the Qur'an easy. Is anybody to learn it? Alhamdulillah. Inna nahna nadzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Indeed, we have revealed the dhikr, the Qur'an, and upon us is to safeguard it. So this is the means of safeguarding the Qur'an. Jazakallah, brother. Qadir Allah ni was tracked upon has been said. You know what? My time, I think I took up too much time already. I don't need to do any introductory speech. Right? I think... time is up. My time is up. What's the 2:15? Okay. All this thing gets me very nervous. You know all this stuff? I'm a very nervous person. You know all this... I'm a very, very nervous person. I'm a very simple person. Not what I wish I was simple, like... But come to the salaf and nothing. Well, I just remember one thing when he was speaking. Yeah. You know, this thing I always say, Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Qabul Ridam, who was supposed to be our special guest today. Yesterday, we had a Quran Khatam in Jami Abu Bakr too. Hafiz Ibrahim's son, he graduated. And there was a special guest from England, Mufti Farooq. He came just for a day. And Mufti Farooq, the way I got connection with him is my both brother-in-laws, they both graduated from the Arun London camp, and that's their teacher. He's a very great personality, very, mashallah, great Mufti and Sheikh al-Hadith of this time and age. Ajib Muhakkik of the Hadith, and his teacher Sahih al-Bukhari for many years. So he was there and he gave the bayan, and Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Sahib was the special guest, and his dua was at the Maghrib. We couldn't attend because I had to come here back. But yesterday, there was one thing that he said, and Maulana Abdullah Qapodri always says this one thing, he always tells everybody. There was a person, a personality named the Shaykh Mahmud Hassan Rahimullah Alayhi, who's known as Shaykh al-Hind, the Shaykh of Hind. And at that time, remember, Hind was Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, Ceylon, Sri Lanka, everything together. Everything together. And these ulamas were not just ulama who studied and taught Sahih al-Bukhari, sorry. It was not, oh, mashallah, Qari Tahir Sahib's here too. Qari Sahib, right at the front. These were not just people who were just Shaykh al-Hadith and that, but they also took great part in the political movement in this, so that the country will not be divided and they make Pakistan separate and India separate and all that. They done a lot. And they were put into jail. So the Shaykh al-Hind was a teacher of great personalities. And if you were to know like personality like Shaykh Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, the author of many, many Ajib books, many, many books, widely translated into different languages. This Ma'riful Quran that I talked about, his Shaykh, Shaykh Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, and many, many students that he had, Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madani, who were the forerunners in the work of, mashallah, in the movements against, in the subcontinent at that time. And they were very gifted. Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madani, who used to teach Sahih al-Bukhari right near the grave of Rasulullah in Medina Munawwara, who was a descendant of Rasulullah wasallam. These great personalities were his students. And if you were to listen to the stories of how he went in jail with his teacher, he was not, but he went in jail to do khidmat of his teacher. When they used to give the water at night for at night, they used to give freezing water. And he knew his teacher is going to wake up at the time of tahajjud to perform tahajjud. How does he warm it? He puts it to his belly. Like this. The jug of cold water to make it hot for my teacher, so when he wakes up at tahajjud, he can use this hot water or body temperature water, not cold. This is the way that Ibn Khimat. So he also went. So he, Shaykh al-Hind said, I learned two lessons in the Malta jail. And all the ulama's ears stood up. There's great, great personalities, great, great principles of different institutes and great, great ulama around him. And they were all surprised. What are the two lessons that Shaykh al-Hind learned in Malta jail? He said two things. One is that the ummah has distanced themselves from the Holy Quran. In respect of reading it, in respect of understanding it, in respect of teaching it, in respect of preaching it, in respect of acting upon it, everything, they've distanced themselves from the Holy Quran. So let's start these makatibs and madaris. And today, it's a great fadl. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Maybe if you find that in the subcontinents, maybe in compared to the other continents, they have more huffaz of the Holy Quran. You see, so many huffaz of the Holy Quran today because of this fikr and this word. That's one thing. And the second thing he said is the ummah is getting divided. Ikhtilaf on their issues. Now our mission should be the propagation of the Holy Quran and Hadith and the ummah get together. Forget the little difference and worry. And that was about 70, 80 years ago. Imagine how important it is right now. The halat of the ummah of Rasulullah are such that they make you cry. Listen and read or see what the stories of the our brothers and sisters in Syria and what they're going through right now. Especially make dua in this Quran khatam too, especially for the ummah of Rasulullah. So these are the two things. Allah connect us to the Holy Quran. Allah connect us in Jor. And also connect the whole ummah in respect of love and ittifaq. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold the rope of Allah together. Do not separate. If we separate, we're lost. If we can have difference of opinions in furu'at and little Muslim sides, that doesn't matter. Even sahabas, that's no problem. But love, respect in our heart, not just from the top, salamu alaykum wa alaykum salam, but in the heart, hatred, no. We cannot have this. Allah unite the ummah, especially at this time, and it is so important. Allah connect this to the Quran. My time is way up. Okay. Inshallah, we'll have Nasheed by Mahdi. He's one of the students here too. He's done, how many juz has he done? 20, yeah, he's finished his 20th juz. Alhamdulillah, he's finished his 20th. Next year, he'll be here too, inshallah, up here, inshallah. Mahdi, inshallah. Do you want to sit or do you want to stand? Sit. He's our youngest student here, the masoom, 10 years old. He's done 20 juz of the Holy Quran. MashaAllah.
There are 99 names of Allah, Asma'ullah al-Husna. They are mentioned in the Holy Quran. La ilaha illahur Rahman. La ilaha illahur Rahman. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Qahhar. There are 99 names of Allah, Asma'ullah al-Husna. They are mentioned in the Holy Quran. La ilaha illahur Rahman. La ilaha illahur Rahman. Al-Wahhab, Al-Razaq, Al-Alim, Al-Fattah, Al-Sami, Al-Basir, Al-Latif, Al-Khabir, Al-Ghafur, Al-Halim, Al-Shakur, Al-Azim, Al-Alim, Al-Kabir, Al-Hafiz, Al-Karim. There are 99 names of Allah, Asma'ullah al-Husna. They are mentioned in the Holy Quran. La ilaha illahur Rahman. La ilaha illahur Rahman. Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Al-Wahidul Zahir, Al-Ahadul Samadul Awwalul Akhir, Al-Batinul Wali, Al-Muta'ali, Al-Jami'ul Ghaniyul Nurul Hadi. There are 99 names of Allah, Asma'ullahul Husna. They are mentioned in the Holy Quran. La ilaha illahur Rahman. La ilaha illahur Rahman. Asma'ullahul Husna. There are 99 names of Allah.
MashaAllah. Actually, Mahdi here is real student of our my friend Qari Abdul Latif.
MashaAllah, who's doing the khidmat in Masjid al-Rahma in downtown Toronto. Everybody's requested to especially make dua for him too, his family, and also the masjid and the project that they're doing. Actually, he prepared all the nazam nat, whatever. And he's the other teacher who brought the other four students here too, alhamdulillah. Allah give him jazah khair, barakat, and everything of his too. Now, inshallah, there'll be performance by Sunday school students.
We have them? Are they here?
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, this Sunday school, alhamdulillah, we have a Sunday school here too. And the person, the two personalities that are in charge, one is in the sister section, is our president here, Sayyid Mubarak's daughter, who's also one of my students. See, I always like to brag about myself, right? About my student at a young age. Half is Munsif, half is Mushfiq, half is Aziz. What's his name? Half is Khan, right? What's his name? Abdul Aziz. Here, wait, that's his twin sister, in fact. Yeah. She's a teacher here too, mashallah. Understand? And alhamdulillah, if you heard Hafiz Munsif, Mushfiq, and the brothers, how they read the Quran, mashallah, mashallah, Allah give them more blessing. Alhamdulillah. Young students that we used to have the Sunday school 14 years ago, they're all graduates of university now. They're big people now. Understand? So they're my teachers, like. And really, they're way better than me in reading. Wallahi. And I'm not saying this out of humbleness, right? Yeah, that's many times students beat their teachers. That doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah. So, mashallah. So, one is, she's running it, the sister. She runs the madrasa downstairs. And the brother that runs it upstairs is our brother Hanif Nana. He's not here today?
Actually, he has a program.
Oh, he has a program. Hanif Nana, we grew up in Richmond Hill together. And when we grew up together, there was no other Muslim families in the 300-400 students in the school. Just us, our family and their family. I grew up in a mahal where there was no Muslims, no masjid, nothing. That's where I grew up, in Canada. Understand? In Richmond Hill. So he's a teacher here. And even though we requested, what can he? He's actually, as a profession, he's a teacher. But even though that we even offer him, but he's doing everything in Lillah, alhamdulillah. They are, both of them are. And alhamdulillah, his student in the Sunday school. So we have a Sunday school that runs on Sunday from 10 to 12. Every Sunday, alhamdulillah, to 12:30, 10 to 12:30, alhamdulillah. So this is one of the students from that school. You want to say it or stand? Whatever you're comfortable.
We thank Allah for all that we have. He gives us what we want and He gives us what we need. He gave us our beloved Rasulullah. He gave us our Quran. To Him I am nothing, but to me He is everything.
Jazakum. Smart, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Indeed, this here the ni'mat that we are the ummati of Rasulullah. So we have Rasulullah. So we have Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. This is a very big ni'mat. You and me did not strive for it. We did not achieve it. We were given this. We were given this. Really, were given this. People in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who knew fasahat balagha, who knew the deep meanings, who knew Arabic way better than any one of us, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was also master of interpretation of dreams. Understand? Such knowledge. But Allah did not guide them. Understand? They did not get Rasulullah. They did not get, they're not Ahl al-Khassa. These are not special people of Allah. Who are Ahl al-Khassa? The people of the Holy Quran, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah. La in shakartum la azidannakum. We thank Allah. Allah will increase us in this. That alhamdulillah, Allah, you've given us iman. Alhamdulillah, you've given us the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, we're the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are so fortunate, beloved friends. We are so fortunate that we are the ummati of Rasulullah. If we cry all our life for this, we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's connection with us, when he was alive, when he's sleeping in his grave, and even in the hereafter. Even right now in his grave, so much connection and so much fikr and love for this ummah of his. So much. Even then, on the day of judgment, he will say, ummati, ummati, ummati. We're so fortunate. We have the Holy Quran, a living miracle. You know, just the Quran is ajeeb. It's very, very ajeeb. It's so many miracles. One thing Mufti Farooq Sahib said that I forgot to mention is today, you know, we big names and status in there. You know what's the biggest status after Nabuwat? What is
the greatest status after Nubuwwat. Nubuwwat is not a state that a person can achieve through his efforts. If any person in the world asks for Nubuwwat, he tries to achieve it, he cannot achieve it. Allah yashtabi min rusulihi man yasha. Allah chooses for his rusalat whoever he wills. It's not that. But there is the second greatest status after Nubuwwat is, guess what? Siddiqin, shuhada, is nothing. It's to be nothing. To be nothing. What does that mean? To be, one is, you can say, the servant of Allah. Servant is even more, it's greater in status. But see, slave of Allah, slave of Allah. Slave has no desires. In the time when they had slaves, a slave had no ruling over himself. He had nothing. His master owned him. Allah owns us. So a servant of Allah. Look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Faruq Sahib mentioned this yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, revealing the Quran to who? He mentions that sifat, that quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of what? Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi. All praise is for that being who has revealed the book, revealed the Quran upon his servant, Abdi. He didn't say, بِنَبِيهِ بِحَبِيبِهِ بِرَسُولِهِ بِ... Look at this. The Quran, the greatest, and revealed to who? Nabiul Ummi, Allahu Akbar, the unlettered Nabi. And Allah says, even in the greatest, one of the greatest events that happened in the time of Rasulullah, one of the great mu'jizahs out of 300 miracles of Rasulullah, is the Mi'raj, the Isra. Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram. Who took his servant by night to Masjid from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and then to the seven heavens and got the salat and everything. We know the whole narration of Mi'raj that's in Bukhari. That this, even that time, Allah uses that quality, that sifat of Rasulullah. And Rasulullah, the greatest man that possessed any knowledge. Nobody's more knowledgeable than Rasulullah. But his quality of abdiyat being nothing. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved friends, this is what lacks in society today. We all, everybody today, is truth in love of the dunya that's killing. Inna li kulli ummatin fitna wa fitnatu ummati al-mal wa kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every ummah, there's a fitna, is wealth and dunya and for every ummah, there's a fitna, and the fitna of my ummah is wealth. So wealth is a fitna for this ummah, that and love of status. Everybody wants to be big. Rasulullah says everything, but how did he even enter into Makkah as a conqueror of Makkah? There's no example of this. He's such abdiyah, so much abdiyah. The ayats that the brother read, I remember. One night, it was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, somebody asked her, is there anything ajeeb, surprising of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And so she said that what wasn't surprising, one night he came to sleep and then afterwards he said, Aisha, let me go and worship my Allah. So he went and he started his salat. He started crying in his salat. And after he stood for so long crying. And after, until the time of Fajr, and Hazrat Bilal, when he came together, Hazrat Bilal even stayed and said, Ya Rasulullah, you cry so much and your sins have been forgiven. So he said, Afala kun abdan shukura, should I not be a thankful servant? And then he said, these ayahs have been revealed to me this night. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi ikhtilafi layli wan nahari. The one that Bashir read, that I told you to ponder over and go through the explanation in Ma'rifah Quran, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah. Rasulullah s.a.w. adiyat. I eat like the way a servant eats. He always ate on the floor. He picked up morsels that fell on the floor, on his dastarkhan, on his spreading. Rasulullah s.a.w. cleaned and ate it. He was so humble. Humble is it. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ullah. Person is humble for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah. Not for show, name, fame. Because even tawazu could be done for fame and name. Oh, he's a very humble servant. But for Allah, lillah, Allah raises him. So this is a thing that it's something to ponder over. Allah, the Quran was revealed to be abdihi. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is abdihi. This is a very great status. So Allah make us his true servants, ibadur Rahman. Now I call upon our special guest, Hazrat Maulana Siraj Sahib, because he's the, mashallah, the father of one of the Hafiz Ishaq. Mashallah, is Maulana Siraj Sahib here?
Yes, he just came.
Maulana Siraj Sahib? Deep? I request you to talk to us for whatever Allah puts in your heart. Look, it says Bayan, it's empty space there, right?
We missed from there.
topic. We missed it. The main board is there.
Okay.
Just put it. Sorry for that.
Do we put Maulana Siraj up there?
No,
yeah?
I'm
a Shakir. MashaAllah. It's up to you.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Actually, I understood that Maulana Shakir was our guest speaker, so I will just take a few minutes as I was requested. Alhamdulillah, what I wanted to say is what Maulana mentioned before, that nowadays I had a family friend who had a son in one of the diary rooms in Canada, and he was telling me the story. He said, you know, when we have our free time, and this is especially the boys who finish HIVS and they are in the Alim course, he said in our free time, there was normally always this discussion that leads the students to a state of repression. And the discussion is always that when we finish here, what are we going to do? When we finish a graduate from this institution, what are we going to do? And the reason why is because we have, as a society, as a community as a whole, we have got to that level where we always look in society and we, according to our own judgments, we tend to think who is better off than who. And it is a tradition over the years that we always think. And I have a student here who used to be my student in Medina Masjid. And he always used to joke and say, my mother always tell me, doctor, lawyer, doctor, lawyer. You know, it means that it was a joke. But in actual sense, we as a community, we have got to that understanding that if our children become doctors and lawyers and engineers, they are well established. And if they become hafiz of Quran or alim or imam at masjid, well, you know, they will survive. But, you know, they're not on the top level where we have expected them to be. And this is nashukri. This is not realizing the real bounties and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because doctors and lawyers will do whatever they will do as a service, but they might only get their rewards in this world. They will, for their service, they will get paid. There may be something that they do with the ikhlas and service to humanity, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them something in the hereafter. But where our huffaz and ulama are concerned, their khidmat and their work is not only for this dunya. It is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that I came and I saw humanity like flies flying around a fire, almost getting burned into the fire, and I start pulling you away from the fire. And this is the tradition, this is the responsibility of the ulama, to try to save mankind from destruction, not only in this life and in the hereafter. So it is the reason why, and you know what, if we all can get to that level of understanding, the true understanding of Qadr, that we may think that somebody has become a doctor because he has worked so hard or because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a certain level of intelligence. But in actual sense, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him in this dunya. We only get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for us. We make the effort. And if we can all become huffaz, if we can all become alim, and after that go to work in a factory or work anywhere, that knowledge of deen, that level, that the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, will make us conduct ourselves well, will make us establish a strong relation between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will pass through this dunya. But the main thing is that when we go to Allah, we should all, we will make that effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. And the real life, the true life, the everlasting life is successful. And this is what I encourage all of you. We should at no time look down upon somebody who is only a hafiz or somebody who is only an imam, because they are doing a tremendous community service to humanity, and they are all helping us not only to be successful in this life, but to be successful when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the understanding, and I leave the rest up to Maulana Shakir sahab. Jazakum Allah wa salaamu alaikum.
That
was
it.
My name wasn't even up.
No, we'll put the names.
That's fine. Come on, get up here.
Maulana Shakir is my, brother-in-law. Maulana Shakir is my lovely brother-in-law, really. He loves me, and he thinks I'm bigger than him, and he respects me. So I said, get up here, he will get up here. And afterwards, he might beat me up.
Jazakumullah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد really I had nothing in my mind and I hope through the tawajjuh of Shaykh and the other ulama present inshallah that I would be able to say something which is beneficial for me and for all of us inshallah. Hadith that's come to mind in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين, that through the blessings of this kitab, through the blessings of this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises certain people, and it's through this same Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demotes and degrades certain people. And the Shaykh mentions in the commentary of this hadith an incident in the life of Umar radiallahu anhu where he was told about a certain slave who was made in charge of a certain area in Abzi, and he asked why was this person made in charge, The reply that was given to him was because he reads the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very well. So on that, Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned this hadith, that this was a person who might have been seemed inferior in society in the previous times, that he was considered a servant or a slave, but because of his recitation of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him. It was an interesting story of this, the story came to mind. When I was in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I was there, again through the barakat and blessings of Muazz Zakaria. I was there for 3 years as an imam, and I used to go to the local college. There was the local college professor. She used to be the professor for the world religions class there. So she kept a connection with the masjid. She used to call the imam to give a presentation about Islam. She used to say that, you know, instead of myself giving an explanation about Islam, those who are qualified or Muslim, they should be able to give it. So I used to go there. So one year, when I went there, I introduced myself, and when I would introduce myself, I would always mention that I'm a hafiz of the Qur'an, because it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I mentioned this, in my introduction, there was an older gentleman who was actually a student in the class. This person must have been in his 50s, if not in his 60s. And he stood up and he interrupted me, and he said, you know, can I say something? I said, sure. He turned to his class and said, you know how honored this individual is. Do you know how honored this individual is? That this person has memorized his entire book. This is their book that they rely upon for guidance. This person has memorized the entire book. That means that the tradition is going to remain. So this was a non-Muslim. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into his heart, when I mentioned that I was I had memorized the Qur'an, this person understood that this wasn't just me memorizing the Qur'an, but that was rather the tradition remaining. Because if I had memorized the Qur'an, then I would pass that Qur'an on. I could pass that Qur'an on. And that would mean that the tradition that had come from before me was going to remain, was going to retain. And that was an interesting fact. If we look into the other religious scriptures, and Abdullah Sahib was mentioning that yesterday, that there is no other scripture that actually affects people. You know, the recitation of any other scripture that would affect people as the recitation of the Qur'an. He mentioned the story yesterday. He had mentioned it before as well. The Imam of the Jamia Masjid of Lahore had mentioned this to him directly. That one time, Qari Abdul Basit, rahimahullah, had come to Lahore, and he was at the Jamia Masjid. And he asked Qari Abdul Basit, you know, can you tell me an interesting story that took place with you? So he said, one time in the time of Jamal Abdul Nasir, two Russian dignitaries were supposed to be coming, and Egypt and Russia had good relations. So there was a majlis and a gathering set up for them, and it was because it was an official order, so it was going to be a major event. And so says I got a phone call from the secretary, from Jamal Abdul Nasser's secretary, Sheikh Abdul Basit was mentioning, that I had to come and recite. So Sheikh Abdul Basit mentioned that I thought to myself, what's the big deal? These are two non-Muslims. Why would I have to recite Quran in front of them? But it was an official order from the government, so he had to go. He said, I went, and I was told to recite. I started reciting.
And he said, in the middle of my recitation, and Abdullah actually took the name of the individual, of the Russian dignitary who was there, who were there, and the one. So Sheikh Abdul Basit mentions that I looked up in the middle of my recitation, and one of them was actually crying. Tears were coming down out of the eyes of this individual. So this is the power of the Qur'an. This is the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And like Mawla was mentioning, and Mawla Siraj was also mentioning, the importance of understanding the value of what we have. Right? Even non-Muslims, when they understand the reality of what we possess, it makes them aware of our circumstance. Because other scriptures, they, when we look at them, and if we even try to do a basic research, we would find that no other scripture is actually read in its actual form. It's not. They always utilize commentaries or other descriptive methods to try and produce or recite their books. It's the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very common. Most other religious scriptures, they would be recited by their priests or their leaders or some spiritual individual. But it would not be read by the common folk. Not very easily would it be read by the common folk. But we find with the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy and so common that even, you know, little children are memorizing the Qur'an. Even little children are reciting the Qur'an. This is a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for our community. So this is really something that we have to understand for ourselves. Like Ma mentioned, it's really no benefit of the individual. Right? It's whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. So actually, I would end with one thing that Mufti Farooq mentioned yesterday. He actually encouraged it very highly towards the end of his talk. He said that, you know what? It's Allah mentions, as the ayah was mentioned, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ. Qur'an has been made easy for a person to memorize. He said, you know, this is not just for children. This is not just for children. This is for the entire community. This is for all the Muslims. And he said, what's the difficulty in trying to memorize one ayah? One ayah a day. And he actually put out a figure, I'm going to try to mention the figure, but it's to the most approximate. I'm not positive if it's the exact figure that he gave yesterday. But he said, if a person was to memorize one ayah a day, it would take them 17 years, 8 months, and 9 days, right, to memorize the entire Qur'an. If they were to try and memorize one ayah a day. So, hey, we never know how much life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we start from today, one ayah a day, you never know, 17 years of our lives pass very easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might make it such that we might memorize the Qur'an, or if we don't memorize and we pass away in that state, that Allah will raise us as a hafiz. So he actually encouraged, he actually made people make the intention. So I'm going to actually try and follow in his lines, and I'm going to ask all of us, those of us who are not hafiz, let's make the intention. Shall everybody make the intention?
Jazakumullah khairah, Mawlana Shakir, Mawlana Siraj Sahib, Dhamma Kulukatum. And Jazakumullah khairah, all the other ulamas who are here, Mawlana Jalil is here, Mashallah Hafiz, Johan Sahib is here, Mashallah, and Qari Tahir Sahib, he's way at the back too. And these ulamas, and like I said, even if you put them up there, their status is too high. There's no justice that we just put sponges here and that. Because they have the Quran. Mawlana was saying right now that this professor, look, what did the Bani Israel do concerning Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam? وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله. Why? They said he's the son of Allah. Why? Do you know why? Because he had memorized the Torah for her. One individual. That's not what you're supposed to do to a hafiz. No way. That's not what I'm saying. But what Mawlana said right now was Allahu Akbar. That a non-believer, this person is to be respected. He's got the Holy Quran in his heart. Who's the best amongst you? Who's the best amongst you? Tell me. I can't tell you. Who can tell you? Something that comes from divine. That is either the Quran or the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I tell you, yeah, any professor, any doctor, any other person tells you of the dunya, it could be yes or no. But if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you, that person is the best. خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. That's the best person. The Qur'an, Allahu Akbar. So like Mawlana was saying here that in Kentucky, this person said, this person, he knows the book off by heart. And he's supposed to be respected, yes.
The Quran is so great, so great. This is why sometimes when I'm in some place and, you know, at a dawah or something, they put the ulama, there's 2-3 hafiz or ulama down there. Then I say, you know, no. Those hearts that have the Quran, sit up. These hearts here, they all have Quran, and I sit here, I got a backache, right? So, you know, the hearts have the Quran, but these hearts have the Quran in them. These ulamas, these hufaz here, they have the Quran, something big. Allahu Akbar is so big. This love and respect and this connection of the Quran is very, very important. And Mawlana was saying that books have effect. No book has ever. This is not just a book. It's not a book. We can't say it's a book. Understand? لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. That only those who are pure can touch this. Now, any cardboard, any bundle of papers you can touch without wuzu. Any piece of cardboard you can touch without wuzu. How great is that cardboard and that paper which has Quran in it? You can't even touch that without wudu. Subhanallah. Right? You can touch these books without wudu. But say there's a Quran here, you can't touch it. It's cardboard and papers, but you can't touch that one without wudu. Look at that. Just the paper and the cardboard got words of Allah in it. And how great is it that you can't touch it? So imagine that heart that has it. Subhanallah. And Mawlana was saying that effect of the Quran. You know, I always mention this to my young beloved friends here who like rap. You're not supposed to like rap music. There was a very famous rap group in America, right? Or the leader singer, Tupac. And the second lead singer who accepted Islam and then he converted all the other in their gang. He converted them all to Islam. When he came in Darussalam and he was doing a speech, and it was a very nice speech too, and one very good thing about the speech that I love very much is somebody in the audience stood up to ask him a question. Yeah. And this I say all the time, right? And somebody asked him a question, and you know what he said? He said, as I was introduced, I'm an influential speaker, that's it. Otherwise I don't even know how to recite and I don't even know Arabic properly. This is the job of the ulama, the scholars, they should answer. Understand? Because anybody who gets the mic to this, they all become muftis and mufassirs and everything, explaining the thing of the Quran. This is the job of the ulama and those people who have understood the Quran. Understand? This is really their job. It's not something easy. It's very, very difficult. So you know how he converted to Islam? This person who used to make millions of dollars, this person who could have the best of whatever. Best cars he used to have. The best mansions he used to have. He used to have everything the best. Making millions. This person. And that's why he says, I cry when I see the youngsters and they're turning to this rap music or they're going off the track. When we have forsaken all this because understood, okay, what is the Quran? What is Hadith? What is Allah and His Rasul? What is Deen Islam? The way of life and peace. We've understood it. So he said, if I have studied the works of Tupac, if there was any poetry that was composed and put together, there was nothing greater than what this man, Tupac, could do. It was the greatest. He goes, when I open up the Holy Quran, a translation of the Holy Quran, imagine if this person understood Arabic and you can appreciate the Arabic, because there is no translation in whatever language compared to the exact Arabic words that which Mawlana just said that had effect on two Russian communists at that time. It had effect that they were crying. And Qari Abdul Basit used to recite, yes, people used to cry. Mawlana, subhanAllah, I just remember something else. Mawlana, when I led Taraji in Kentucky in 93, 92, that was when I was a student, I was still in, just before I was graduating in Darul Uloom, and I used to, in that time, they're all doctors there. And all the children are doctors now. They're all my students, they're little kids there, right? They're all doctors. Except one person, everybody else was a doctor. And that one person owned a motel, and his son is Mufti Hussein Kamani and Maulana Mubin, who even came once and gave a lecture here, and mashallah, very ajeeb, mashallah. And he was a little child at that time, and his mother was a convert Hindu, and she used to say, Allah make my son like you. I go, not like me, Allah make him pious. I may look pious, but they're pious salaf. Allah make him like a pious. Allah made him a Mufti, and Ali way greater, he graduated from Darul Uloom too. So once, in Salatul Taraweeh, because America is different, right? They have these iftar parties and all this other stuff, man, right? You don't even want to get involved in. But you can't just say, haram, haram, this and that. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar is done in a very, very thin manner, right? So one Chinese girl who was a non-Muslim, She says, what does that person do at night? Because when I come, the whole night I cry, because I listen to something that he reads. And you know my voice, I have a frog stuck in my voice, and I can't even read nicely, my makhraj is not even good, nothing is good. But imagine if that had effect on her heart, that she used to cry, listening to the Quran. It does have effect. So this person, who was the second lead singer in the Tupac rap group, he says this, that the greatest stuff that I ever saw in respect of poetry and composing some stuff was that of Tupac's. He goes, when I open up the translation of the Holy Quran, the first verse that I read, I said, if there's anything better than what Tupac has composed, is these words. And he accepted Islam, just reading some ayahs of the Holy Quran. First time. This is the effect, subhanAllah. This is the Quran. This is still, a person who reads it in the English translation has this effect. Imagine the words of Allah. Because these are the words of Allah, this is eternal. This is not, Quran is Quran. Just the other day in House Talim, we read ayat fihi ayatum bayyanatum maqam Ibrahim. Inshallah, planning to go to Umrah. Allah make our safar easy, inshallah, just before going to our Zambia trip, inshallah, for a thing. So I said, let's start doing Fadali Hajj Talim in the house. So reading fihi ayatum bayyanatum maqam Ibrahim, because I said, right now we don't do the chapters on Hajj because we're not going for Hajj, but we'll do the chapters on Makkah, Medina, and Umrah, etc. So I was saying, fihi ayatum bayyanatum, and a thought just came into my mind. Then look at this, Allah said, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. That in it, in Baytullah, in Masjid al-Haram, in Makkah, there's Maqam-e Ibrahim. It's a clear sign for people to see. What was Maqam-e Ibrahim? Maqam-e Ibrahim was that stone that Ibrahim والسلام, stood on, making Baytullah. A special stone. It's a sign. Allah said this from eternal. Because the Quran is eternal. But it was revealed over 1,500 years ago in this span of 23 years to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran, in the Holy Quran, you know what? The horns of that special animal, either it was a ram or a lamb or whatever, came from Jannah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Zabihullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given this, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, this great. The horns were still in Baytullah until the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, I think Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair at that time, when he catapulted and they got lost to the Ummah. And other tabarrukat and other blessings of the Prophet Ibrahim from Baytullah. But Maqam Ibrahim is still there. Fihi ayatun bayyanatun Maqam Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim is still there. How old is Maqam Ibrahim? For sure, we know that the Prophet went to sleep in his grave over 1,400 years ago. And Isa was the closest prophet to the Prophet who was about 500, so it's over 2,000. Then Ibrahim was the Abu Anbiya, the father of all the prophets, any of all the different religions, Ishaq and Ismail, and then the father, the great-great-great-grandfather of Karim ibn Karim ibn Karim ibn Karim, Yusuf ibn Yaqub ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So way, it must have been for sure over over 40,000 years or so, whatever. Maqam Ibrahim is still there. This is the Quran. I just came from reading Talim and I thought this. Look at this ayat that it's in this. I was just reading and this thought just came to me. This is also a miracle. Like the Zamzam, it's still a miracle. This is a miracle that Maqam Ibrahim, when you go around Baytullah, you still people go to see it. Yes, you should see it. Because Allah says, ayatun bayyanat. This is a clear sign. You're supposed to look at a sign. Not you worship it. You kiss Hajar Aswad because you do kiss it. You don't worship it. But you do see it. Yes, you should go and see it. When you're doing tawaf, not every time, it's not a necessity. But if you never saw Maqam Ibrahim, fihi ayatun bayyanat, it is a clear sign. Go and look at Maqam Ibrahim and think what you're looking at. SubhanAllah. Think how true the Quran is. The horns are missing. That is missing. We've lost Allah. In respect of even Bila people have taken away. But Alhamdulillah, the Ottoman Empire, they in the top capi palace, we still have the hair, we still have this, that of Rasulullah SAW. Allah keep it for the Ummah of Rasulullah SAW. Allah keep these things. Understand? Not that we worship these things, but keep these things. Otherwise, tomorrow if people say that this leads to Bila and this and that, then they'll say that Hajar Aswad will lead to Bila. No! Have some sense. Allah, but these things are to be kept. And they're to be, these are some things Allah says, Maqam Ibrahim. So this is the Quran. So, You know, I forgot to mention another thing that's very important. Let me cut it. The sisters downstairs, sorry, we don't know what state you're in right now. If you're hot or something, there's the backyard that is open for kids if they need to play or they need to relax a little. So the backyard is open, inshallah. And also there's a back room that they need to sit, inshallah. There's a back room outside the main prayer hall for the sisters. And if you need to take the children into the backyard for them to stretch out and get a little fresh, you could. Inshallah, we're just finished now, inshallah. Another thing that he said, that Maulana encouraged everybody to become Hafiz. Just recently in Darus Salaam, we had a Jalsa. Actually, it's a friend, Hafiz Imran Bey, who is a qualified teacher, like our friends, all our friends here, the qualified teachers, like Hanif and that, qualified teacher who's teaching in Doha Qatar, right? And he phoned me about 2 years ago, and he told nobody. And he's over 31, 32 years old, he has a son, he's a married man, and he told me he's becoming a Hafiz. And then I encouraged him, and alhamdulillah, he started. And alhamdulillah, 1.5 years, he did the whole hifz off by heart. We had a Jalsa in Darus Salaam. His mother is in severe cancer. She's been in cancer since over 3-4 years. Right now, her state is not good at all. Make special dua for her. One time he came and he goes, I came and I said to my mom and dad that I'm going for Umrah and that. But then they saw me in Canada. I said that the Rasulullah said to see your parents. So it's better than Hajj and Umrah. So I came to see my mother, surprised her. And he's coming back maybe for good because his mother's in a very bad state. Allah give her a long life. Allah give her Shifai Kamila. And even our Ahmed Dawood uncle, who is a very thing of the masjid, even has cancer, even brother Muhammad, and other brothers and sisters who are sick in the Ummah, make special dua for them. Also a very good brother that who's a great supporter of the masjid too, Brother Azwar Suleiman of Berry. He's very sick too. Make dua for him. Allah give all these the people who are sick of the Ummah of Rasulullah Shifai Kamila, all the people have any stress, Allah take away the stress, their calamities. Inshallah, we'll make these duas when we're making the dua too, the final dua, inshallah too. And so he finished over less than 1.5 years, over 30 years old. He's over 30 years old, man. He completed the hifz of Quran with a child, with a family, with everything. He finished in 1.5 years. You know what? How long do you have to become a hafiz? Tell me how long. How long? How long did Maulana say right now that each ayat was how much? 17 years you can finish it. How long do you have to become a hafiz? Is there any hadith or ayat in the Holy Quran? I've never come through any hadith. There's no ayat that Allah says that this many years you have to become hafiz. No, I haven't really. You can take all your life, or even if in that in this process you die, inshallah you'll be resurrected with hafiz. Even if you learn. The brother read a small husna, and I forgot to mention this. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَلَىٰ تِسَّةً وَتَسْئِينَ إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah has 99 names. Whoever learns them, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, he will enter Jannah. Should we not learn a small husna? How can you do it? If you learn one name every day, in 99 days, you'll learn 99 names. And how is the way of doing it? I'll teach you. You say, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوْ يَا رَحْمَانَ. That's one you learn. So today, all day, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا رَحْمَانَ. الرَّحْمَانَ الرَّحِيمَ. The next day, Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الرحيم. Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الرحيم. Then the third day. Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الرحيم الملك. Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الرحيم الملك. Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الرحيم الملك. The fourth day. Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الملك القدوس. ملك القدوس. Allah الذي لا إله إلا الرحمن الرحيم. So all day you repeat that. All day you repeat it from the beginning. So every day, one by one. And in about in 100 days, come to me and say, I learned it and I listen to you. Then you listen to me too. Do I know it or not? This time when we were small, we learned this in Darul Uloom too. Armona Sulaiman Desai taught us. I remember still. And this is the way we used to learn it. One per day. Understand? So one ayat per day in 17 years, your hafiz, inshallah. There's no limit. There's no. It doesn't say that this much time you have to finish it. 6 months you have to finish it. It doesn't say that. Okay. Understand? A 70, 80 years old man, when Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Ustad was encouraging about the virtues of Surah Yasir, Rasulullah desires that everybody's heart has Surah Yasir. A 70, 80 years old man who forget, our Maulana Hussein Patel, Allah give him a long life, the Imam, the original Imam of Islamic Foundation, right? His father, our Taylor Chacha, at 75 or 80 years old, who keep, you know, they lose their memory too. But he said that Maulana has kept on talking about Surah Yasin. He said, I'm going to learn Surah Yasin. And he learned Surah Yasin up by her. It could be done. Okay? So everybody make an intention, inshallah. Now, is it? Alhamdulillah. We've gone on time. Inshallah, right now we'll have explanation of the Quran in Khatam.
the how it's done and what is it, we'll just have ta'lim, inshallah, the hadith, and then he will in the commentary of the hadith will explain us that why it's done like this because of this hadith. Call Asif al-Rahman. He's one of the students of the madrasa too, and he's done. He's finished his 40 juz. He's just about to start Surah Al-Kahf. He's done 15 juz. You want to say it?
عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال فضل؟ قال أي الأعمال أفضل؟ قال الحال المرتحل. قال يا رسول الله بل حال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الحال المرتحل؟ قال صاحب القرآن يضرب من أوله حتى يبلغ آخره ومن آخره حتى يبلغ أوله كلما حل ارتحل. ترمذي. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to which of the acts is the most virtuous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Al-halul murtahil. The man required, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Al-halul murtahil? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is that particular reader of the Quran who starts reading from the beginning and continues till he reaches its end. And after the end, he starts at the beginning again. Whenever he stops, he proceeds further. The Arabic word al-hal means one who reaches a halting place. And the word murtahil means one who departs. In other words, as soon as the reading of the Holy Quran is finished, one should start again. And it should not be that when one reading is finished, the other may be taken up later on. The term al-halul murtahil is explained in a hadith, Kanzul Amal, to mean al-khatmatul miftah. One who concludes and opens. One who completes the whole reading of the Holy Quran and then immediately starts another. Probably this has led to the practice generally prevalent in our country, according to which the reader will finish the Holy Quran, does not stop after reading the last surah, but also reads from the beginning of the Quran to up to Muflihun. Doing so has now become a mere ritual, and the people do not care to continue further and complete the reading. This hadith teaches us that as soon as one reading of the glorious Quran is completed, a fresh reading should be taken up immediately and brought up to completion. It is written in Shara'ul Ihya as well as in Allama Suyuti al-Itqan that according to Dharami, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Surah An-Nas, he would also read Al-Baqarah up to Muflihun, after which he would offer the dua meant to read on completion of reading of the whole Quran.
So we see that's al-hal murtahil. That's what we have to be. This is the best. This was the khayrakum afzal. Then we have here Hafiz Qais. So al-qayyis, intelligent, al-qayyisu man dana nafsahu 'amila lima ba'da al-maut. So intelligent, prudent, khayrakum, the best. Afzal, who is the most afzal, right? So afzal is the one al-hal murtahil. After reading the Quran, you don't just put it away. Like in Ramadan, you put it away. You know what the recitation of the Quran should be? For the Huffaz. Allah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a hadith in Bukhari, Ta'adhu al-Quran, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُ أَشَدُّ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبِلِ فِي عُقُلِهَا. Ta'adhu al-Quran. Protect the Quran. I swear by that being in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whose possession is my life, that the Quran escapes from the heart more quickly than an animal tied in a camel tied, and soon as it gets off its string, it runs and escapes. Alhamdulillah, about 2-3 years when I was passing through, I was going for Zambia, went through the desert, we went to the desert, right, in Dubai, and I saw the uqliha, I saw the camel in its uqul, in the tie, with the two camel, the big camel, and there's a baby camel, and that camel was tied like that. So I understood this hadith at that time. Okay, so soon as that camel is unleashed, escape. So soon as the Quran is unprotected, it will go from you. It's very easy to become Quran, but to preserve it in memory forever and ever, that's important. My beloved young students here, I've been encouraging them, And I said, don't worry how weak you are in Quran right now. But if you keep reading, you'll become so strong that in 7 hours you'll be, from Dhuhr until Isha Salat, you could read the whole Quran. And you'll get some mistakes, that doesn't matter. But you'll be able to, you'll become that strong. How much should we read? For a normal person, how much should we read? Today we don't read the Quran at all. But the Huffaz, the majority of the Sahaba's Sunnah. What I mean by Sunnah is their tariqah, their way. Majority of the Sahaba's, how much did they used to do? They used to read one Quran in 1 week, which we have the manzil. There were exceptionally people in the Ummah who used to do one Quran in the day, one Quran at night. Understand? There were some who used to finish in 3 days. The author of this book, Fadlali Amal, with just 40, 50 letters coming in and out daily, with hundreds of guests, with teaching Sahih al-Bukhari, with writing commentaries like Bazm Majhud and Al-Jazm Masalik, daily 10 juz of the Holy Quran, every 3 days Quran Khatam. Today, we don't even read the Quran. So everybody could, and especially my beloved young ones who are becoming Hafiz, who have become Hafiz of the Holy Quran, beloved friends, protect it. Otherwise, the azab, the punishment for a Hafiz who forgets the Quran, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is so severe, his head will be crushed. The boulder, and you try to swim, and he'll be crushed. Rasulullah has seen this, that this is the that person in your ummah who Allah gave the Quran, and he did not read it by night, and act upon it day by day, that he forgot the Quran. And he will say, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَّرْتَنِي عَمَّا وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. He'll say, oh my Lord, why did you resurrect me blind when I used to be seeing? So Allah will say, this is the way you forgot our ayats. You forgot the Quran like this. So Alhamdulillah has kept, made us Hafiz. Allah keep the His Quran in us, in all of us. And you know what? In that process of becoming Hafiz or memorizing the Quran, you die. You will inshallah keep going up the stages of Jannah. Over 6,000 stages you will keep going. Because your intention was. Understand, we could be weak. So even after you become Hafiz, but you read everything. But as soon as you forsake it, it'll start going away from you. So if you go to school, you go to college, you go to university, never forsake your Quran. Myself, my personal experience, when I became a Hafiz of the Holy Quran, to read 8 rakat tarawih, I used to be with Maulana Muhammad Mungira, Mufti Abdullah, one of our teachers here, he started an alim course here, alhamdulillah, he's not present today. His older brother, Maulana Muhammad, we used to read tarawih when I used to come from England, just for the month of Ramadan, in a nursing home in Thornhill. And he used to come and stay at my house, we used to, just 12 of us. He used to do 12, I used to do 8. He was stronger and I was weak. And I was so weak, and I used to shake, and all day, and my parents would, you know, like, they would even feel sorry for me, all day, reading 15, 20 times that I have juice to lead in tarawih, because you know, it's so scary. It is, right? I was so weak. But alhamdulillah, the teachers, duas, tawajjuh, the teachers, that's what you get actually from your teachers, love and their affection. That alhamdulillah, I never forsake the Quran. And I still don't. Right? I still try to read a little bit, alhamdulillah. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was times when I saw my cousin, and he said to me, when I was a student, he said to me, I go, how much do you read? He goes, 1 week I do one Quran khatam, and I was, oh Allah, 1 week you do one Quran khatam, how do you do it? I can't believe it. Oh really, really, how? But in my heart I said, one day I'll do that too. And you know what? 1 week Quran khatam for any of us ulama hafiz is a piece of cake. We're being very lazy. Wallahi azim, we're being lazy. To do it in 10 juz a day, finish in 3 days, it's no problem. Wallahi, I'm telling you, it's no problem. It's very easy. Do we get 30, 40 personal letters daily? Do we have this much? Like the person, like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, the author of that book, used to count seconds. We have so much time in the world. For us, it is easy. So I encourage those who are becoming Hafiz and more Hafiz to keep reading the Quran, and the ones who are not, also to start becoming Hafiz, and inshallah, Allah make you Hafiz in 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever Allah wills. Start inshallah. And that way, at least when you intend becoming Hafiz, you'll pick up the book every day and you'll read it. Otherwise, you're not reading the book. Allah forgive us. Okay, now the final is the. We have now the two Hafiz, inshallah. This is the main event. And this is why we're here for. This is the main event. Is the Hafiz will read their last sabbath. First, I'll call Hafiz Ishaq. Hafiz Ishaq, you can come. Hafiz Ishaq is. Beloved son of Hazrat Maulana Siraj Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. And we are very privileged, alhamdulillah, very lucky that Hazrat Maulana Siraj Sahib chose him to complete his hifz and
Masjid al-Taqwa, alhamdulillah. He's been here with me for 2 years. He had come with about seven Jews, eight, nine Jews, two from the back. And alhamdulillah, in 2 years, he finished the rest of the Jews, alhamdulillah. And he's always encouraged, like all my students, right? You know, some people, some teachers have different way of teaching. Some say, no, you shouldn't copy anybody. I'm of a person who says, اقرأوا القرآن باللحون العرب الصلاة. Read the Quran in the lahoon in the swat of the Arabs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in respect of salah, he didn't say, read salah like the Arabs. He didn't say that. Sallu, come on, read like the way I read. Remember that. In respect of other things, manasik hajj, we learn from Rasulullah. But in respect of reading the Quran, he said, bil'uhuni al-arab wa swat. In their tones, in their mode, and in their tones, in their way of reading. And I always, especially my beloved students here, and his brothers here too, I tell them, listen to them. Not just, I'm just Sudaisi and okay, but also concentrate on your tajweed in that. But you see, mashallah, in Islamic foundations, when we hear those young children read, so beautiful. We see Qadi Tahir Sahib's students, mashallah, when they read the Quran. Obviously, teachers are complete, mashallah, not like me, kills the whole Arabic language. But they, majority of them, if you hear them read, they're reading in the manner of one of the shuyukhs of Masjid al-Haram or somewhere. If you listen to it. In our times, our grandfathers, our teachers in India, Pakistan, they didn't have that chance. No, really. They didn't. So you hear Qari Sahib and these people read the Quran, and when they can copy the different Shu'ayb, Sa'ud, they can Salah al-Budairi, like Bashir was trying to read like Salah al-Budairi. But not that you just read, but what it is really, Rasulullah said that, Iqra al-Quran bil-Luhuni. He didn't say that like the way I read. He said, that's the perfect example, like the way to saw. But why did he say this? Because until the end, there's going to be Arabs. Wallahi, just think about this. Think about this, Mona. Sometimes I think about this. Listen to the different imams of Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all have a different tone, and their voice is so beautiful. Even if they don't, but they have different tones. Where did they get those tones from? Look at Rasulullah's hadith. It's ajeeb. They are gifted. Really, they're gifted. So they're encouraged. So Maulana is here, his father is here, Maulana Sarasaf, that I've been encouraging him to listen to the different recitation of the different, or not different, maybe one, just one, because then if you try to listen to different, then it gets all confusing. But one that he likes, and try to copy that style. So why the, because Quran has to be read in Yadaghanna bi Quran, who reads in a tone, and all this is very, very important in our recitation of the Quran. It's very, very important. So mashallah, we are very fortunate, alhamdulillah, Maulana Sirasab, his son is here. Maulana Sirasab is a very respected personality. I call him my Hakim, my wise man. He's very, very wise, alhamdulillah, Maulana. We shouldn't praise anybody in his face, but he's been doing khimmat of our Medina Masjid since years. The janazah is such a big khimmat, and one of the best. Why? You prepare for your real life, the life hereafter, remembering death all the time. And alhamdulillah, when I go and I two, three times I've got to wash a body of a relative or something with Maulana, I get to learn how to wash a body with Maulana, because one is to read in the books and one is practical example. So Maulana, alhamdulillah, give him a long life and keep a shadow of her. And like, make this son, especially the mother who's there, imagine how she must be feeling. And the other brothers and sisters, mashallah, how the other brothers, how they're feeling, and mashallah, the mother, how she's feeling. Allah make this Hafiz Ishaq a means, a blessing for the whole ummah, not just for the parents, for all of us. For the whole ummah of Rasulullah. The ummah of Rasulullah. Allah make everything a blessing for the ummah of Rasulullah. Allah share the whole ummah, not just, but even the parents special. They'll be made special crowns on the day of judgment. The hufaz, the parents of the hafiz, they will be made to wear such special crowns. Imagine what the hafiz is going to get. So Allah make it a means, inshallah. And Allah keep it in his heart. Allah make him act upon the Quran, preach the Quran, read the Quran, all the things concerning the Quran, Allah enables him to fulfill those and keep it in his heart forever and ever. So inshallah, he'll read the last three surah, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul huwallahu nas, Mu'awwidhatayn, Qul huwallahu ahad, and Surah Fatiha and Surah Baqarah, like Al-Har Al-Murtahi, who finishes and then starts again. Not just starts and finishes. Or after Ramzan, no more. I told him, how much Quran khatams you have to do in Ramzan? I told him all that. And I said, I'm going to find out, are you going to do this much or you don't do this much? You have to do it. And until we meet Allah, I said, this is the beginning. So if this year you intended to do 13 Quran khatams in Ramzan, then every year you have to do 14, 15, 20, 30. And I explained how to do it. Just the Taraweeh para, read it a certain amount of time, they'll do it. So inshallah, they'll do it. Because this is the way the Quran will stay in the heart. Otherwise, it will go away. So Allah, keep the Quran in all of our hearts who have the Quran. And Allah will start from the Quran. Inshallah, he'll do the last recitation. What's the time? 3:30? Okay. How much you need to read?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. آمين.
آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله قلنا حافظ قيس. حافظ قيس ما شاء الله. He had finished the Quran khatam less than 6 months, alhamdulillah, he then hibs, alhamdulillah. Said, mashallah, say barakallah. Because you have to say barakallah, mashallah, because nazar can fall upon the person, alhamdulillah. So he finished in less than 6 months, alhamdulillah. His mother tongue is Bengali. This is the miracle of the Quran. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنِ لِذِكْفَهَا الْمِنْبُدَّكِ. This is the miracle of the Quran. That a 12-year-old masoom child whose mother tongue is Bengali doesn't know one word of the Arabic language, and he memorizes the whole book off by heart in 6 months. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, he will make dua. You can lift your hands in dua, and we'll lift our hands with you in the dua too, inshallah. After. You can read loudly, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد النبي الأمي وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا تقبل منا قراءتنا وحفظنا وتجاوز عنا ما كان في تلاوة القرآن من كل خطاء. اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا ولا علينا. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا علمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمني بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتني وارحمني أن أتكلف ما لا يعنيني وارزقني حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عني. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام أسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنزم حفظ كتابك كما علمتني وارزقني أن أقرأه على النحو الذي يرضيك عني. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام أسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك بصري وأن تطلق به لساني وأن تفجر به عن قلبي وأن تشرح به صدري وأن تغسل به بدني فإنه لا يعينني على الحق غيرك ولا يؤتيه إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ارزقنا التفكر والتدبر لما تتلوه ألسنتنا من كتابك والفهم له والمعرفة بمعانيه والنظر في عجائبه والعمل بذلك ما بقينا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الذي استقر به عرشك أن ترزقنا القرآن العظيم وتخلطه بلحومنا ودمائنا وأسماعنا وأبصارنا وتستعمل به أجسادنا. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرا وباطنا وقولا وفعلا عبادة وعادة وأخلاقا. اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل زمان وفي كل مكان وفي كل حال. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد النبي الأمي وآله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Just thinking, how is the mother and father feeling right now? Allah.
Allah. The du'as that the Hafiz, he read, and also Hafiz Ishaq also learned, and I said that if you're not nervous, just to come up and read the surahs and that, it's a little bit, you know, they do get nervous in that. And so I said, whatever you can do, just do it, don't worry about it. Whatever du'as. So these du'as I just compiled about 2-3 weeks ago, I compiled them, and I gave it to one of our Alim class students, Dawood, Brother Dawood, to check it up and print them out, even the grammar and that, just to... for taking out my mistakes and also the grammar of the Arabic to see how good they're doing. MashaAllah, they're doing very good. He took out many, many mistakes, the grammar and that. So just the translation of these du'as. Why? You can attain a copy. Not today. InshaAllah, if you have talab, you come another time, you get a copy, inshaAllah, free. And the talab of these du'as. Because there's two things, Quran and Sunnah, and everything concerning the Quran and Sunnah in these du'as that are, and majority of them from narrations. So first is just... all praises for Allah, Rabb, Lord of the universe, may salat and salam, peace and salutations be upon His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the unmeasured Prophet, upon his family and all his companions. Ameen. All praise is for Allah who has guided us to this. We will not have been guided had Allah not guided us. This is an ayat of the Holy Quran. To praise Allah, Allah increases. And this is afzal du'a, alhamdulillah. Our Rabb, O our Lord, accept our recitation, our memorization, and look over, forgive all our faults whilst reciting the Quran. The main thing is acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. That's the main thing. Allahumma jadil Qurana hujjatan lana wa alayna. O Allah, make the Quran a proof for us, not against us. Rasulullah s.a.w. said in the hadith, Al-Qurana hujjatan lak aw alayk. The Quran will be against you or for you. For you or against you. Allah, make the Quran for us. O Allah, make the Quran a proof for us, not against us. Allahumma anis washatna fi Quran. Allah, give us comfort through the Quran in the loneliness of our graves. Allah, have mercy on us through the noble Quran and make it a source of leadership, light, guidance, and mercy for us. Allah, enable us to memorize that which we have forgotten from the Quran. Teach us that from which we are ignorant of the translation and deep meaning. Enable us to read it throughout the day and night and make it a proof, a planted for us, O Rabb, Lord of the universe. And this dua actually is a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained the weakness of his memory. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Should I not teach you of an amal, an act that if you do or whoever does will make your memory strong?" And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was given this amal, his beloved cousin. When he came and complained of his memory, so he said, on Thursday night, if you can wake up in the last portion, if not in the middle, if not at the beginning of the night, if you can read 4 rak'ats, and in this 4 rak'at after Surah Fatiha, you read in the first rak'at Surah Yasin, in the second rak'at after Surah Fatiha, you read Surah Dukhan, in the third rak'at you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and in the fourth rak'at you read Surah Tabarak after Surah Fatiha in this rak'at, and after that, before you do salam, make this dua, Allahumma hamni bi tarakil masi. I taught these students before they start their hijj. I make them learn these 4 surahs, and then I make them do this because they don't really need to do it because they're young, but the older ones who want to do it, first start learning Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Tabarak, and Surah Sajda. They all have different virtues. Rasulullah never used to sleep until he read Surah Sajda and Surah Tabarak. A person who reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, all his needs are fulfilled for the day. Right? So these have, in Surah Dukhan, 70,000 angels make dua for you if you read it after Maghrib until morning. So there's virtues of all these surahs that we should, in respect that we should learn them and read them every night. And also if you want to become a hafiz, start with this 4 rak'at. And then learn this beautiful dua. This is the meaning of it. O Allah, have mercy upon me so that I always abstain from sinful deeds as long as I'm alive. And especially for hafiz and alim to stay away from sinful things. Be kind to me so that I do not toil in vain pursuits, and bless me with solace in that which pleases you. O Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, master of glory and honor, Lord of such majesty, the attainment of which cannot even be conceived. O Allah, the most beneficent, I pray in the name of your majesty and effulgence of your countenance to impose upon my heart the memorization of your book as you have taught me the same, and grant me such a manner of recitation that pleases you. O Allah, the originator of heavens and earth, master of glory and honor, Lord of such majesty, the attainment of which cannot even be conceived. O Allah, the most beneficent, I pray in the name of your majesty and effulgence of your countenance to illumine my vision with the light of your book, bless my tongue with a flow in its reading, and through its blessing remove heaviness of my heart, open my mind, and wash away the sins of my body. Certainly there's none other than you to support me in the cause of truth, and there's none other than you, Allah, that can fulfill this desire of mine. There can be no safeguard against evil, nor any power over virtue to do virtue, except with that with of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high, the most grateful. O Allah, enable us to ponder and meditate over that which our tongues have read from your book. the Quran. Grant us its understanding and the insight into its true meanings. Enable us to go deep into its wonders and enable us to act upon it as long as you keep us alive. Verily, you are powerful over everything. Ameen. O Allah, we ask you in the name with which your throne holds its place, that you bless us with the noble Quran, that you make it a part of our flesh, our blood, our ears and eyes, and that you inspire our bodies to act in accordance with it. Ameen. O Allah, indeed we ask for your love, the love of your Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of those who love you, and those actions which will make us reach your love, the love of your Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, bestow upon us the obedience to our Prophet, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, externally, internally, in speech, in action, in worship, in habit, in moral. O Allah, bestow upon us the obedience to our Prophet, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every time, in every place, in all situations. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Allah accept this dua on our behalf. So inshallah, in this dua that has Ali radiallahu anhu taught, he said not 5 or 7 Fridays had passed, Thursday night has passed, that I could, before I could not, whenever I used to remember, put things into my memory, it was very hard, but now I read as if the Quran is open. Understand? I can read and learn 40 of ayahs of my heart as if the Quran is open in front of me. So this is very powerful inshallah. Allah enable us too. Now inshallah, the final is our, and the dua, like I said, Brother Dawood, he did not want to do it, so I had to take the responsibility. He backed up, he said no. Okay. Conferring of awards right now, inshallah. We have two certificates, Maulana Qari Tahir Sahib and Maulana Shakir. So come up. Hafiz, who prayed first? Hafiz Ishaq. Manana? He will do the Dastarbandi with us on the head. We have the Dastarbandi too. The, all four of us will do the Dastarbandi. Okay, sorry. Yeah, can you just get up to the bag in the office with the Amamas and that? Okay. Hafiz Ishaq, Damkulakar, inshallah. And we will present. This is a certificate, like I said, I don't even have my Hafiz certificate. This is Maulana Siraj Sahib's partner, Qari Tahir Sahib, he didn't see.
Allahu Akbar.
He's my relative too, eh? He's married to my cousin. And this is another one, Hafiz case. Yeah, the Imam and that, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Okay, now we do this. This is called the Dastarbandi that we do when we become Hafiz and Ulama. We put the Amamas on their head. Now the Amama, the crown of Jannat, is great. Amama is a Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahabi Imam Muslim has narrated hadith that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving the Jummah khutbah in the state that he had a black Amama in his head. And he was giving the khutbah. So, and was Fateh Makkah, Rasulullah had a black imama. So, white imama, black imama, green, whatever color. But it's sunnah to wear the imama. In one narration, it grows in forbearance. So, and this is also like our crown. So, inshallah, we will crown them with this. But Allah will crown you. This certificate and everything is nothing. It's dunya. Really. But this is the sunnah of Rasulullah, so it's very great. Because the sunnah of Rasulullah is great. Okay? So, we're going to put this on their heads, inshallah. So one other, can all the ulamas can come and can put a thing around. This is the way we do in the army. Hafiz Ishaq, come up first, inshallah. Just explain that we just put this a hat and then we put an imama. The hat, I just got the Howard hat for them, right? But we used to just have the imama on our heads. We get the imama on our heads like this. So one of them could start, and then I will do the ending. One of
them.
Oh, wait, let me. You want for this one? Sir, it's more comfortable. Sorry. Yes, this one's better. MashaAllah. Huh? MashaAllah. You come on Hafiz, and I will. Now we call Hafiz Qais. Qais means intelligent.
Very intelligent.
Understand?
Every 5 bar, every morning. Good boy. Congratulations to you.
The hard hat? Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah, especially Mawlana Shakir Sahib, Pai Dahir Sahib, Mawlana Sarah Sardam, really, JazakAllah khairat in the support and really this is a big thing. Allah keep it in their hearts, Quran, Allah means, make it means a blessing for them to pursue us. Now, vote of thanks, inshallah. Vote of thanks, inshallah. I call the president, our Sayyid Mubarak, call him.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I can do vote of thanks for another 25 minutes because we said I mean vote of thanks at 4:10. But really, we don't need the vote of thanks because Mawlana Zakaria has thanked everyone. So we have to thank him. So may Allah bless him and his family.
Ameen.
And he thanked everyone, he made dua for everyone for their sickness. So I don't know how far you know. He also is suffering from back pain, and we all have to make dua for him. May Allah give him shifa.
Ameen.
And good health.
Ameen.
And long life.
Ameen.
To serve this community and the deen. I'm just going to check the list because I don't need to thank again. As I told you before, Mawlana has thanked everyone. So it's a tradition to do the vote of thanks, but respected ulamas, respected hufas, and your brothers, sisters, and children. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I would like to congratulate the Hufaz who are graduating today, their parents and family members, their respected teacher, Maulana Imam Zakaria Patel, Mabruk. We do the vote of thanks for the following reasons, brother. So generally, I mean, we say vote of thanks is a tradition, but there are reasons for everything. So the reasons are, I would say, to encourage everyone to do good things. So when we do thank and make dua for somebody, I mean, who has done good things, so they are also encouraged to get the blessings and get the duas from the ulamas and the blessed people. So it's very important to thank. And also make dua for those who contributed towards this program or for the progress of this masjid. So when a name is mentioned, we all have to make dua for them. So they are contributing. They put their time and their money, their effort. So we have to make dua for them too. And the other thing I say, those who are being thanked, have to thank Allah for getting the opportunity to help this deen. I mean, when somebody is being thanked, it is not their effort, their talent, or their skill. Allah has to grant, Allah has to help to do good things. So we have to thank Allah. Allah has given me the opportunity to do a good things. So those are the reasons, I mean, we have to do the vote of thanks. So I request everyone, all the brothers and sisters, to make dua for those people, I mean, who contributed to make this event successful. And also may Allah give them the ability to do the service to his deen. And I thank all those ulamas, I mean, who are here, especially Mawlana Shiraz and Mawlana Shakir and the Qari Tahir Shab and all the other Huffas and the ulamas, I mean, here. And everybody, we thank inshallah for their, I mean, with their busy schedule, I mean, they are here to spend time and get the blessings on for this event. And also I thank all the students, I mean, who performed here in the Huffaz, who has recited beautifully and made the duas. And I thank the parents and the family of the Huffaz and Maulana Zakaria for arranging the food and refreshments for everybody.
And the food was arranged by Maulana Siraj Sahib and Hafiz Qais's father.
Yeah, their parents, I mean Maulana Shiraz.
These are for the kids.
Yeah. Also Maulana wanted to look after the kids, so he wanted to buy the pizzas. I think he ordered pizza for all the kids. I mean, we request all the kids to stay for the pizza, inshallah. And so may Allah, I do sincerely apologize if I missed to thank anyone who deserves to be thanked. You know, sometimes we miss. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, have done small things, important things. But they are small, but they are important. So I thank on behalf of my board of directors. So, I mean, thank everyone who has contributed to this event. And I would like to use this platform, the blessed platform, to make some important announcement, brother. You know, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a lot of ni'mah. So one of the great ni'mah for this masjid, I mean, this masjid are connected to great ulamas, mashallah. So we have to utilize them. I always tell people, I mean, we don't utilize, basically. So we have to utilize. Maulana Zakaria, he's here. And also, Maulana Mufti Abdullah is here. And also, a lot of ulamas coming here. Maulana Zakaria is doing Thursday classes every Thursday. A lot of youngsters from all over GTA, they're coming here and benefit. MashaAllah, we ask everyone, all the youngsters, all the even the adults, can come and join and then benefit. And that will be great. MashaAllah, they are doing, they are sacrificing their time, they made to preparation, and then they are spending their time and they are doing the program. And we have to come and utilize and get the benefits. And also, we have organized, we started a Sunday class. And one and a half months ago, with two teachers and about 30 students. Alhamdulillah.
Father.
Jazakallah. And so alhamdulillah, so within 1.5 months time, so students number has grown to 50. And also we had to hire another teacher. We have two lady sisters, teachers, and brother Hanif Nana, who is a childhood friend of Maulana Zakaria. MashaAllah, he's doing a wonderful service. We all have to make dua for him, for their sincere work and the sincere work and the dedication. So we all have to make dua. Because, I mean, I just mentioning these things, because see, this is a blessed gathering. In this gathering, whatever the dua made, it is accepted, because I mean thousands of angels are gathering and they are getting together to say Amen for this dua. So I humbly request everyone to make dua, brother, inshallah. So we have Sikh brothers and sisters, I mean Maulana mentioned, you are going to make dua for them too. So sincerely say Amen, and may Allah give them the shifa and the good health, inshallah, and the long life. And also you know that time in Maulana Mufti Abdullah, and he is doing Alim course here, and also Maulana Zakaria is doing. So it's very important, brother. So, you know, we have a lot of youngsters who goes to school and they want to get the secular education, want to become graduates and then doctors, engineers. Nothing wrong in that. Alhamdulillah, it's very important too. At the same time, there are facilities. We have, alhamdulillah, we have resources to become Hafiz and Ali. MashaAllah, even the students there who are doing become Hufas now, they can do their studies. Nothing interrupted. I mean, they can do their homeschooling. I mean, in this country, we have a lot of benefits. They can do their register for homeschooling, and then parents can help or can send them for help for some tuition classes or something like that, and basic things. And then they can do their hifl full time, and finally, I mean, they become Hafiz, and also they can continue their studies, and then they can go to university, they become professionals. There is nothing interrupted with. And the same way, I mean, the Alim courses, they are part-time Alim courses, those who are in the universities and colleges. I know even in Darus Salaam, Mufti Abdullah is doing Quraysh is doing a class. Young kids, mashallah, may Allah bless them. They are doing Alim course. I mean, it's encouraging, basically speaking. They're doing Alim course. At the same time, they're in the university, second year, first year, third year, final years, mashallah. So they become engineers and doctors and lawyers and whatever the profession they choose. And they become the professionals. At the same time, they become Alim and to serve the deen. Because ilm is, the knowledge of deen is very important to do the service to the deen. So I request everyone to make use of these facilities here. So the who are in the locality here, the Masjid Taqwa locality, so they can use the Sunday school. Our mission is to make this as Islamic center, inshallah. So Maulana Zakaria is very helpful, mashallah, and Maulana Mufti Abdullah is very helpful, and also all the ulamas coming here, they are very helpful. So I request everyone, inshallah, make dua for our progress, and also in the same time, I mean, utilize these resources, brother, inshallah. So, by having said that, I mean, I don't want to take much of time. You all are hungry. And I think food is ready, inshallah. So, once again, I thank you, everyone. Jazakallah khair for everyone, brother, inshallah. Jazakallah. Brothers, sisters, and children. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair. And I also have to thank, because this is an hadith, a person who doesn't thank people doesn't thank Allah. I also thank the committee members, mashallah, in preparing everything, especially even the certificates and everything, and a great support tool for us to have this program. Wait, dua. We'll even have another dua, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll have another dua. And then we'll have the food. The food will be back there. Inshallah, pizzas just came, so we're right timing, all right? So I won't let them get that call, inshallah. So I thank the committee members too, mashallah, they've done very good. Allah give them the best. So it says in hadith, a person says, Jazakullah khaira, faqad ablagha fi thana. Man suna ilayhi ma'rufun faqal in fa'ilihi, Jazakumullahu khairan, faqad ablagha fi thana. Jazakumullahu khaira to all of you. Allah can only give you the best reward. We can. Inshallah, the dua.
Yes, let me go up for everybody's requested. Who was that one brother?
Azwar Suleiman and Barry, who was a great supporter of the Masjid, too, is very sick in the hospital. May Allah give him a shifa'i kamila ajal daima. All the sick people of the ummah, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shifa'i kamila ajal daima, and all the people, especially the ummah that's in calamity, especially brothers and sisters in Syria and those countries, Allah take away the calamity from the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah strengthen the situation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just make special dua for those brothers and sisters who are sick too or told us too, and that we know.
اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الدين واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا ضرا إلا كشفته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم آمين وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم
Inshallah, we'll have the we'll serve the food at the back.
Yeah,
inshallah. Yeah, they don't put that inshallah. So just and the sisters, inshallah, they can set up. And if they need to use the backyard, we should also congratulate the parents of the Hufaz tool, and because it's a very big thing, the parents too, inshallah.